Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from Radical.net.
Proverbs chapter 11, verse 30. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and whoever captures souls is wise. Oh, what a phrase. Whoever captures souls is wise. So wisdom involves capturing souls. What does that mean? Well, the whole picture here is that the wise man or woman not only experiences blessing in their own lives, but they actually help lead others to life, out of the path that ends in death. So the same picture is seen in Daniel chapter 12, where we see those who are wise equated with those who turn others to righteousness. James 5:20 says something similar. One who brings back a sinner from his wandering will save his soul from death. So that's the picture here of capturing souls, helping others turn from evil to good, helping others turn from wickedness to righteousness, helping others turn from sin to salvation. So see this in your life, Father of Jesus. Connect it with what Jesus promised us in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, when he said, "You'll receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, so you'll be my witnesses." So why do we have God's Spirit in us? So that we might be witnesses to his truth. And as we do this, we will lead people from death to life. When you share the gospel, when I share the gospel, we are leading people from death to life that are on a road that leads to eternal separation from God. We are leading them to a road of eternal life with God. This is awesome. And you and I get to do this today, if we will. If we will live wisely today, wise living today involves capturing souls, involves pointing other people from death to life. So I want to encourage you right now to pray for an opportunity to share the gospel with somebody today, and for boldness and for compassion to and humility that just overlooks your fear of being awkward or fear of rejection or fear of anything, fear of man or woman, just fear of anything, that you would trust God. This is wisdom. Foolishness is not capturing souls. Foolishness is not sharing the gospel. That's a foolish way to live, a selfish way to live. And yet we so often, I include myself in this, we so often live like this. So God, help us to be wise today. Help us to use our lives to capture souls, we pray. Today, we pray right now. I pray in my life, I pray for every single person who's listening right now. Please give us an opportunity today to share the gospel. We pray for that, and we pray for boldness, compassion, humility, confidence in you and your gospel that overcomes fear, love that overcomes fear. Lord, help us to share, help us to speak. And God, we pray, would you use one of us, use me, use one of us today, many of us today, to capture a soul. Like, feels a little awkward to pray, but it's what your word is telling us to pray, to lead somebody from death to life. We want to do that. It would be an awesome day to do that today, to see someone go from eternal death to eternal life. Oh God, please may that be so. Huh. When we realize, we put it that way, if that's what capturing souls means, then make us wise today. Lord, we pray that the fruit of our lives would be a tree of life, and that we would be a people who are wise because we capture souls. God, we pray for that here. We pray for that among the Nauru people in Guinea-Bissau. Cause people to be captured for you there, just by your grace, by your love, by your mercy, brought from death to life among the Nauru and Guinea-Bissau, right around us in our workplace and neighborhoods, cities, communities here. May it be so, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.